Hi, I'm Nora, and I'm 7 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Nora, and good morning, Kids Commuters. Welcome to Day 4 of Mother Goose Week on Kids Commute. This week, we're listening to fairy tale music written for Mimi and Jean, two French kids who are friends with our composer, Maurice Ravel. Yesterday, we visited Sleeping Beauty in her palace, where everything and everyone lies fast asleep. Over the 100 years they've been lying there, the whole castle has been surrounded by a huge forest of thorny bushes to keep it safe. Today, we'll hear The Fairy Garden, which is part two of this story. The prince hacks through the brambles, walks through the fairy godmother's garden, and wakes Sleeping Beauty with a kiss. Listen for the music as it walks us through the garden with the prince, up to Sleeping Beauty, and then gives us a big happy ending with a fanfare and wedding bells, and a whole lot of happily ever after. And so Sleeping Beauty and all the inhabitants of her castle wake up, she marries her prince, and ta-da, happily ever after. That was The Fairy Garden from the Mother Goose Suite by French composer Maurice Ravel. And now it's time to get one last hint on our Mother Goose Quizlet this week. The question, what was the first fairy tale printed in English? Our hints: the story, printed in 1621, is about a person so tiny that he survives being baked into a pudding, swallowed by a cow, swallowed by a fish, and served to King Arthur for dinner, although after that they became friends. One more hint. This person was so small, he was only about the size of his father's thumb. Who is it? Who's the story about? If you know the answer, send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. Well, that's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Have a great day.
Interlochen Public Radio.